Very good morning, Yeshkach, for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yon Gisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Vav, Shabbos 6a, pagination page 11. We have a very fundamental piece today. Midway on the page, in the middle of a line, added two dots. If you run your finger down the middle, you should be able to find it. The Tanur Rabbanan Tafresh, dealing with the four areas or domains of Shabbos. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned. Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos, there are four domains of Shabbos, four areas that we're going to discuss regarding carrying or transfer on Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, that's the abbreviation, a private domain, an area, as we'll see, that's either walled in or in some other creative fashion it's walled in, even if it's not conventional walls. Or Rishus HaRabim, the public area, which has to be somewhat extreme. It has to really have element of being public, that people are there. Vikarmelis, or an open area which is not walled in, but not public. Umakom p'tur, and a place of p'tur, of absolvement, that it really doesn't fit into any category of domain, and therefore it is neutral. Generally, because of its dimensions, it's just too small. A fire hydrant is a classic example that people cite. We'll have to analyze whether it really qualifies not, but that's the idea that's suggested. The Ezehi Rishus HaYachid, what is considered a Rishus HaYachid? So the Braisa here explains, Chorit Shehu Omok Yud V'Roch of Dalid, if there's a ditch that is deep 10 Tfachim and wide by 4 Tfachim. A tefach is a hand breadth, so we're talking 3 to 4 inches per. We like to use 4 as a quick method of calculation. And that would make it a 40-inch depth, and in width, it would be 16 inches wide. And that would give you your minimal rishus hayachid. Or if you have a fence that is tall by 10 tefachim and wide by 4 tefachim, what kind of fence would we be dealing with that's so wide? Their fences typically were made out of stone, so that's not a far-fetched concept. Even to make a wall of stone requires a certain degree of width, because you got to balance the stones and everything. So a stone wall to be 4 tefachim wide is fairly normal. Zui rishus hayachid gemura, that would all be considered a private domain definitively. And likewise, if you'd have such a fence, doesn't have to be 4 tefachim wide fence, but if you'd have a fence of 10 tefachim high, 40 inches, that would enclose the area and make it a Rishus HaYachid. A person is worthwhile, if you're checking Erevin, or even if it's just for your own home, to measure on yourself 40 inches. See where it comes to. Belt height, a little higher, a little lower, where does it come to? And like this, you could walk straight up to a fence and see if it's a 3-foot fence, if it's higher, how high does it make, and you know what kind of question you're dealing with if it is indeed enclosing the area to make it a Rishus HaYachid. Just to clarify, if it is indeed a Rishus HaYachid, then you definitively cannot carry from it to a Rishus HaRabim. You can't carry in and out of that area. But you could carry in that area because it's enclosed in, and that's the concept of our Erevin, to enclose the area. Eze Rishus HaRabim, that's the next abbreviation. What is considered a public area? Suratya, a highway. Uplatya, a plaza. Gedola, that's large. Omevos hamefulashim, and streets that are open. They flow from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Zuhir Rishas HaRabim Gemura, this is considered a definitive Rishas HaRabim. And as we said, Eimotziyem Rishas HaYochid Zuh L'Rishas HaRabim Zuh, you would not be able to transfer from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaRabim. Ve'machnizm Rishas HaRabim Zuh L'Rishas HaYochid Zuh, and you couldn't transfer from the public to the private. Ve'motzi V'hichnis, and if a person did, V'shogig Chayiv Chatos, he would need an atonement offering. V'mezid Anish Kores V'niskal, if he did it purposely, with warning, without warning, but it's a capital offense. We're being very clear that this is finally the classic Malacha de Oraisa, one of the 39 categories. Anything less than that, as we'll see, most of our cases get downgraded in some way, then it's not going to be considered the capital offense, but it's an offense midrabanan, you're not allowed to do it. Now, there's one additional criteria for a Rishus HaRabim for a public area, which is not mentioned clearly in the Braisa, but the Rishonim mention it. And the wording of the Rishonim is a city that has 600,000 people. Now, when the Machaber writes it, he makes it sound like the street in question has to have 600,000. But the Mishneh Berurah points out that that's not the way it was originally presented in the Rishonim. The Rishonim say the city has 600,000. I use the expression sholeit. There's 600,000 people who claim ownership over the street. Not that they're there at the same time, but they claim ownership on that street. And that is one of the biggest debates in Erevin, because an Erev can only be built in a place that's not a Rishus HaRabim. If it's truly a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, you can't build an Erev, because Rishus HaRabim is a Deoraisa, it's biblical, and you can't come up with a rabbinic loophole on a biblical law. The point that we're making whenever we build an Erev is that we're assuming that it's only a rabbinic law, and therefore you could use the rabbinic allowance of building door frames, minimal amount, very thin, very weak, but minimal door frames around the area in question. If it was a Rishus HaRabim, you couldn't do that. So the question of the 600,000 people as a criteria becomes very, very important. When and how do you calculate 600,000 people to claim, well, it's not a Rishus HaRabim yet, and therefore I could still use the Eruv allowance. So, step one is, does it mean 600,000 people are traveling this street right now? And there are people who want to calculate it like that, and that, the Mishneh Berurah says, is very questionable. That's not really clearly what was said. Reb Moshe Feinstein, for example, in Manhattan, he does his calculation. He doesn't say that any one street has 600,000 people right now. That's an enormous amount of people. He's talking about 600,000 that, based on the apartment buildings in the area, based on the geography more, how many people claim control over this particular street. And he does, I think, a calculation, if I remember correctly, like a fifth of the number of people that are there are actually on the street at any one time, or something like that. Now, another factor is, Bir Alacha mentions this, when you're going from one city to the other, does that need 600,000 people passing by? Or the 600,000 people was only in the city area, like you want to claim that a plaza is a public area, the mall is a public area. So we'll ask you, how many people are there? But a thoroughfare from city to city could be as a thoroughfare, whether it has 600,000 people or not. It's a thoroughfare. It's a six-lane highway. I don't sit there counting how many cars actually pass by. It is a thoroughfare. So these kinds of questions become very critical when you're analyzing, firstly, if it is Erishas HaRavim, and secondly, when you're analyzing what your borders of your Erev should be. Should you purposely do an underpass? Should you do straight across the highway, etc.? I know, notably, in Twin Rivers, when they built the Erev from one side of 33 to the other side of 33, the Erev goes through the underpass. The Erev poles go up to the underpass on one side and up to the underpass on the other side. They purposely do not go over 33. Whether 33 is a Rishus HaRabim or not, it depends on what we just described. But to avoid it, you tell people they have to go through the underpass. The underpass avoids this intercity highway and therefore is able to avoid this whole Rishus HaRabim question and therefore allows you to build an Erev because the area you're enclosing is what's called literally a private community. That's the title of the area. So these are things to keep in mind when we're assessing a domain, a rishus, on the topic of Shabbos. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.